You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Quite a great. Thank you for doing this. Appreciate it. Hey, I'm just curious about, I guess it was the second to last offensive play. You guys are down three. It seemed like they that Hop drew up a play for you. Just from your perspective, what happened on that last one of that play?
They blew the play up. Or he tries, and we tried to eat with the ball. He made the play that he made, but he felt like he can make it. I never knew he to shoot a shot that he can't make. So they blew the play up, and we had to find another option. So that's what happened.
Hey, and then just in terms of like the big picture, obviously the moral victories. I know that nobody wants that, but to play the Pac-12 leader like this, to like push him to the final seconds. Can you tell me sort of what does that say about your team?
It speaks high volume of our team. Our team got it. I know we had a couple of games we got blown out by 30, but today, top team in the conference, they had their hands full with us today. So that's all we can ask for. Everybody play hard. Everybody. Doesn't matter what the score looks like. Play hard to the end.
All right, Kwade. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Lauren, go ahead, Lauren.
Hi, Kwade. Starts have obviously been difficult for you guys this season. What was the key to you guys getting off to a fast start here tonight?
No, we just played our regular normal game, really. Just had shots early. That's more to the story. We just had shots. So that's all it really was. It'd be the same thing in every game. We just couldn't hit shots in previous games. Today we was.
And then for you guys, I mean, kind of going off the last question that Percy had, do you feel like this is a performance you guys can really build off of and take a lot out of?
Well, everything starts today. Everything starts today.
All right. Thank you, Kwade.
Appreciate
it. Andy Yamashita. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Kwade. Thanks again for taking the time. You're speaking on today's good game from three. Hamir Wright obviously set a career high and looked the best he's shooting from three in a long time. What were you seeing from his game that maybe opened him up a little bit?
He was confident in his shot. We all talked to him previous to the last game, and he came out firing today. You're going to miss some, you're going to make some. Today he was on it. So that's all we can ask for. He was very confident in his shot. That's why he was shooting and making them.
And Marcus Ahanis obviously didn't play against USC, comes out, gives you guys some good minutes today. What have you seen from him, whether he's playing, whether he's not playing, that shows that he can do anything that you guys need at this level?
Marcus is a champion, playing and not playing, really. He keep his head level, and he come in, when he do his job, and that's it. And he do a great job at doing his job.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Grinnell's.
Hey, Kwade, look, from the outset, you guys seem to have a different look in your eye. Anything you can attribute that start to, and just what made a difference today?
We just took it on our shoulders today. We ain't going to get blown up by 30. That's what it was. They got their hands. We're going to give them a handful, and that's what happened today. Brought it down to the wire. Just had they was making the right plays at the right time. That's all that really was. Because they was missing shots, we'd have won this game.
Maz Vita, go ahead, Maz.
Absolutely. Hey, Kwade, how important was ball movement today? And was that an emphasis for you to get the ball around everybody so you guys could?
Yes, it was. It was emphasis for our team, really. Because last game, I got selfish for one. That started with me. Then everybody started trickling down. So today, we was sharing the ball correctly today. And then see what happened. Top team in our conference, they had their hands full.
And how do you keep the momentum? I mean, it's one thing to talk about it, but is this like the practice now, the shoot-arounds? How do you build on this momentum?
Hey, you got to keep going, man. Just keep going forward. Got to keep going forward. Everybody got bad days. Some people got worse days than others. You got to stay forward to the course. That's all.
Appreciate you. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Lastly, Dan Riley. Go ahead, Dan.
Kwade, on Thursday, Jamal Bay said that maybe you guys needed a team meeting once and for all. Did you guys do that?
Oh, yes, we did that.
What came out of it? What'd you say?
Hey, everybody just brought their feelings out, really. Everybody love each other in the locker room. So once somebody say something, everybody listen. And today you've seen it. We played together as a team, as a brotherhood.
That Okay, thank you, Quade. That'll be it for now. We'll be back with Coach Hopkins.
Thank you.
All right, we've got Coach Hopkins here. We'll get started with questions. Please raise your hand if you have one. Percy, go ahead and get us started.
Awesome. Hey, Mike, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Percy, thank you.
Hey, I'm just curious about, I mean, obviously there's no one play that decides any game, but I'm just curious about when you guys were down 23 seconds left, just what did you have in mind? And from your vantage point, how did things play out?
Well, you know what, we wanted to, you know, we ran a play to, you know, a little bit of a different play. Actually, we ran very similar to what we ran against Oregon, where Q shot it, but we put Eric there and we wanted to get a quick ball screen and then a pin down for Quade. Felt like Quade was open. We wanted him to curl in and then Hamir would pop. So we had a chance to get an early two, a quick two, because there was 23 seconds on the clock. Or, you know, if we were able to get a wide open three, great. But we felt like if we could get to the basket, it would, you know, have a chance to get a foul or get a bucket and then get into our three press. But, you know, it didn't work out that way. Eric got the ball. He felt like Quad A wasn't open. And then, you know, he shot the three. He felt like he was going to make it. But, you know, that's, you know, sometimes that stuff happens. You just, you know, if he makes it, we're running out and, you know, getting ready to go hopefully into overtime or get one more stop. If you miss it, the game's over. So it just happens that way.
Hey, and it seems as if there was just so much in this game for you guys, just the things that you liked and the things that you didn't like.
You know, a big thing, Percy, was really, you know, we always say being good to great in terms of sharing the basketball. Like, you have a good shot, let's get a great shot. And I felt like tonight, just really the ball moved a lot better. We were talking better. We were connected better. We put in a couple adaptations to our zone before the game. We felt like it could really help us. And again, it was one day in between, and it helped us early. And we just, you know, we're new at it at a couple of the a couple of the changes, and they were fortunate to make some shots out of it. And so, you know, but I loved how our kids fought. I loved how, you know, there was two or three times that they went on big runs and we were able to come right back. And that showed that we're getting more mentally tough. We're becoming more poised in tough situations, especially tonight. I thought that was a good sign.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lauren. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We've talked a lot about slow starts for you guys. What was the difference in kind of turning that around tonight?
Well, we just kept talking to the guys, you know, in between games about, you know, our slow starts and how our mindset has to be. And, you know, it's, you know, you can talk about it all the time, but your actions express your priorities and your actions express, you know, those types of things. And, you know, we talk about it a lot, and those guys came out tonight and we're fighting, and, we're fighting right from the get-go, and that was a great sign for us moving forward. And you know, there's no moral victories here. You know, we played better, or there's good, better defense, and this and that. But we got to close games. We've got to be able to close games.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I mean, obviously, no moral victories, but do you feel like something was created tonight that you can really build from?
I think so. I really do. We've had spots of really brilliant basketball, and then we've had spots of inexperience and lack of poise. And tonight against, you know, they got the best offensive team in the league. And obviously we were happy in the first half and we rebounded the ball better. Second half, they had 10 offensive rebounds and were able to make some shots. But for the most part, we battled, we competed. We warded off runs. Even at the end, when Tiger had made a couple of those foul line jump shots to put him up seven, we fought right back, had a chance to cut it to one or tie the game on that last possession with 23 seconds to go. So there was a lot of positive. I thought our guys stuck together tonight, which was big. And, you know, becoming closer, becoming more of a team.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Andy Yamashita. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Hop. Thanks for the time today.
Yep, thank you.
So, you know, you guys have had a rough run on defense recently, but you guys kind of locked down compared to your game against USC. What were you seeing on that side of the ball that you liked and disliked?
Well, we're making some adjustments, and there's some guys in new positions, and there's a couple breakdowns. Like in the first half, out of the five threes, two of them were off offensive rebounds. Obviously, we got to rebound better. And then there was two technical breakdowns. And that's just where we've got to be better. And we can't keep making the same mistake, and the same player can't keep making the same mistake. In the second half, I felt like we were a little bit winded. I felt like we had a good rotation. But UCLA did a good job adapting and got a couple open looks and made some big shots. But for the most part, against the best team, offensive team in the league, I thought we did a decent job covering. The nine threes is just unacceptable, and I think we have something to be able to figure that out as we move forward. But not good enough tonight.
And just those first couple minutes in the second half, when they kind of blitzed you right out of the gate, what were you seeing there that maybe had you guys not quite in the right gear coming out of the break?
Well, it's just interesting. You know, we've got that, you know, there's that energy, and we expended so much of it in the first half. And we talked about it being obviously a 40-minute game, and we had some really good looks at the first. We missed a little floater, two of them, and we, you know, I thought Hamir should have shot the corner three, passed it up, which hurt us. But they were able to get out in transition, and they got two layups right away. We knew, you know, we had a 12 to 16 point lead last year in the second half versus UCLA, and they try to amp up their defense. They try to amp up and deny. And I think there was a turnover and two missed shots, but they were good shots. We didn't knock them down, but they beat us down in transition and scored. And, you know, we gave up our 10 point lead in about 2 or 3 minutes, which we obviously can't do. But we knew they would be coming hard. Do you know what I mean? But we can't give up two layups for sure.
And last question for me, but Hamir set a career high tonight. You know, he seems like he hasn't quite had the same confidence levels, but what do you hope this can do for him?
Well, you know what? People have been really hard on him. I'm not on social media, but a guy that, you know, and Hamir's a heck of a basketball player. He's one of the best defensive players to ever play here. Block shots, rebounds, does a lot of the dirty work, the little things. And we know he's a good offensive player. And, you know, he shot 40% in the three-point line last year in league. And 40% is a high-level shooter, and he's been struggling. So to see him have a good game tonight offensively is just going to give him more confidence, just like Jamal Bey did 3 games ago, or Eric versus Cal. And we're growing. Once we start getting all those pieces moving in the same direction at the same time, that's when, you know, this thing is you're going to start seeing the W's. And I feel like there was a lot of progress tonight, but still not good enough to win, but a lot of stuff to build on.
Awesome. Thanks, Hop.
Chris Fetters.
Hey, Hop. Just going off of what Percy was saying about the play coming out of the timeout with 23 seconds left, I was curious. It looked like you guys were really scrambling on the bench to communicate with everyone exactly what was supposed to happen. I know it's hard to look back in hindsight right away, but do you think did that have any effect on how the play developed?
Well, it did. You know, the difference was is we had Hamir right at the five, and so he was going down in the wrong spot. So we were telling him he's the guy who's the handoff and the pin down. So he got it right away. He was kind of confused in the low, and guys were putting him around because we had a small lineup, and we had taken – I think we took out Riley or Nate, one of the five men, just to make sure we had five shooters on the game. And so, you know, if they helped on the curl with Quad A, then if Hamir popped, Hamir would be wide open for an open three. Quad A might be able to get to the basket if they don't switch. And so we just wanted to make have our best player coming off a pin down who's having the best game and have him either go to the basket or make a play or kick out for an open, wide open 3-point shot.
Was also curious, Jamal talked about having a players meeting after the USC game, and Quad A kind of confirmed that it took place. I don't know if it was players or if it was a full team, but do you see some things coming out of that we might see in terms of intangibles and how that might have affected this game?
I think a big thing is, Chris, it's just the guys, you know, listen, we've got some really good players, but you know, we've got to become that connected team where the ball's popping, less one-on-one, more belief in each other, more communication, all the things that you do when you team build that's kind of limited us with the COVID situation. And we did have it was just everybody, and everybody was able to talk about, you know, all the things that, you know, we have to do and we believe has to do. We had the players talk, the coaches spoke, and just one of those things. Intimate conversations, and the way that you get better is communication, on the court, off the court, and so I thought it was a positive step in the right direction, and you know, it is what it is.
Thanks, Hop. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
Masvita.
Yeah. Hey, Hop. Thank you for doing this, Coach.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, going back on the improved ball movement tonight, is that the start of the trust with the players? Is that, I mean, is that a starting point?
I really believe that, you know, like, listen, the great teams, you know, I mean, we make some plays, you know, sometimes where it's a little bit one-on-one. That's part of basketball. But, you know, it's just watching like Q tonight, you know, he had 5 assists and he had probably could have had 10 if other guys made the shots. He was making the right play. Eric made some good passes. Marcus did. Hamir didn't hold it as long. He moved the ball. You know, there were so many positive parts of this thing tonight where when the ball moves, it's harder for the defense to set. And so that was a really good sign. We've been shooting the ball exceptionally well. You know, that usually happens when you're sharing it 10 for 23 against a really good team with a lot of length. And now we just, you know, the defensive part, we've just got to keep getting better. I felt like we were grittier on the glass, especially in the first half, second half. You know, they're a bigger team. But we fought and had a chance to win on the road against the number one team. That's what you're trying to put yourself in position to do. We did it. We just wasn't good enough.
You said you had some stops on the defensive end. How big of a teaching moment is that to be able to carry that during, you know, your sessions to show that you can make stops, but it's needed, obviously?
Yeah, Maz, it's a great, you know, and you know, they executed. Even the ones where Campbell made the foul line jump shots at the end, Quad A was, we were playing behind and we're going to have to be able to make an adjustment to that. I mean, it was a good play by them and they made the shots, but he executed what we wanted him to do. And that's a great sign. Some of the guys were breaking down, but he did. And that goes back on the coaches, right? If he makes it, but he believed in it, did a good job. He's just kind of small. I always tell him he's the small guy, but for the most part, you know, unless keeping Tiger out of the lane was I thought a really big part of the game. And he did that. And he just made a couple foul line jump shots, but it's all about the communication. It's all about being able to make the adjustments. Like you said, now it's time to get this video. I think it's really going to help us this game moving forward. And especially when Big Riley Sorn plays the way that he played tonight, and he gave us some incredible minutes and gave us a big, huge presence in the paint where he wasn't having to go to the corners. And we feel like that will be the biggest adjustment that we need to make, and we'll eliminate the 3-point shot.
Thank you.
All right, last one, Kim Grinnell's.
Yeah, Hop, you touched bases on Riley Sorn, but 25 minutes, I believe, was a career high. He impacted the game in a lot of different ways. And, you know, I was kind of curious if he was going to be able to hold up to those minutes. And he hit those couple of key free throws down at the end. How did he hold up with that many minutes? And what did you see out of Riley?
The biggest thing is, you know, like, listen, you know, Riley had – he was, like, shot out of the cannon, you know. Didn't expect to play, put him in against Baylor at the end when they were beating us, and you could see his energy. We felt we could put him in at Utah, and boy, did he play well. And then he's had so many great games, and it's all about his energy. But being 7'4", he's a big dude. And when you play a lot of games and he's playing those minutes, it can also tear you down a little bit. And so, you know, he only played, I think, 7 or 8 minutes against USC. He had some good moments. Today, I was just really proud of him. I mean, it also shows a lot of mental toughness. You know, a lot of mental toughness. And when he has that energy and he's moving like he did tonight, he helps us become different, especially in the paint.
All right, that'll be all for Coach Hopkins. Thank you, guys.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.